Welcome to the Jesus Week Movement radio broadcast, where we take you behind the scenes of gospel saturation and transformation in cities across the Northeast. And if you've been listening, you know that we are wrapping up our Summer of Transformation, our seven regions, seven missional journeys. And today we are at number five, Jesus Week Queens, one of the most culturally rich and diverse boroughs in New York City and the world. Hey everyone, I'm Mick Richards.
And I'm Pastor David Bidell, and we are really excited to just process what God did in Queens during Jesus Week. It is a borough that is just extraordinary. It's said to be the most linguistically diverse place on earth. And we have a dream with the Jesus Week movement, as we always say we are building Acts 1:8 cities together. And we say, let's adopt every zip code as our Jerusalem. Let's adopt every school as our Judea. Let's adopt every public housing community and blighted community as our Samaria. And then we say, and let's adopt every ethnic group that's within our borders as our Ends of the Earth initiative. And there is no place better to do that than in Queens. You can reach probably 85% of the world from Queens, as if we work together well to do this. But I believe that God is going to be doing something wild and beautiful through this movement in Queens. And so we're so happy to have you all here today.
And today we are joined by two leaders who helped make this Queens mission possible. Please welcome Pastor Latricia Davis, the Regional Director for Queens, and Pastor Matthew Singh in Richmond Hill. Both helped coordinate outreaches and led the charge during Jesus Week Queens. And we're so glad to have both of you with us. Welcome to the show.
Awesome. Thank you for having
us. Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
So let's just jump right at the beginning with you, Pastor Davis. You're the regional leader for Queens. You work with other leaders as well on your core team and with other pastors. Just give us an introduction. What was the theme this year for Jesus Week Queens, and why was it so special for everyone involved?
Okay, so our spiritual theme and our area of focus for the entire borough of Queens was to bring hope and healing and salvation to the heart of Queens. And as Pastor David Bidell has already spoken, Queens is such a huge community and a very diverse community. So it was important for us to be able to go into various areas of Queens with the focus of winning souls for the kingdom, bringing healing to broken hearts, and setting the captives free. We had gotten a community call from one of the community leaders in regards to a lot of events and activities that had taken place in various areas of Queens where lives were taken and lives were lost. So our communities were bleeding and they were crying out for an answer, for some support and some help to come and bring the peace of God so that no other, you know, life would be lost because of gun violence, you know, natural causes, whatever it can be or whatever it was. So our spiritual theme and our focus was to bring hope and to bring healing and afford the opportunity for men, women, boys, and girls to understand what salvation is, understand what the promise of eternal life is as it is in the word of the Lord. So we were grateful and thankful to be able to go into various areas of Queens and provide the spiritual care that is so desperately needed.
Well, praise God.
Hallelujah.
We're so grateful for the work you did. And Pastor Singh, why don't you give us a little bit of an overview of what your week looked like as you participated so passionately in Jesus Week Queens this year?
Sure. Well, you know, we've also been celebrating this entire summer. We're calling it Life Songs and Stories, right? So we're sharing our stories, we're sharing, our life songs, our testimonials about what God has done for us and our church and our community. So we were excited to just go out for that particular week and share that with people and share, you know, God with people. But something exciting just began to ignite as we went out and connect with people. So what we did was we were able to team up with NYSUM, New York School of Urban Ministries, and we hosted one of the big nights there on Lefferts and Liberty in Richmond Hill, where their church is, and was able to feed people. We had some food giving out. We had some groceries and other things that we were giving out. But just watching people pass by, stopping off for prayer, it was just exciting. So one day wasn't enough. 2 days wasn't enough. We just kept going the whole week.
Amen.
We wanted to keep going, and it was so exciting for our people as well as those that we were praying for.
Isn't that something that we've all noticed, we've all experienced, that the people that are involved from the churches are as lit up and excited as they're sharing their living water as those that are receiving living water? It's the way it's meant to be, right?
You know, Jesus Week has been a point of liberation, spiritual liberation for us. It's liberated the church, exactly what you're describing. People who never did anything, who were shy, who were just coming along to hang around, to help, you know, carry something or set up a table. They just started watching how simple it was to connect with people and share our faith. And you know, at one point, you would be praying for someone, and then you see somebody lined up behind them.
Wow.
Like, I need prayer too. And
yes.
That just blew my mind, you know. And so, yeah, this has been a point of liberation for the church,
Amen, amen.
Awesome.
Now,
amen.
Pastor Davis, I love the fact that we call this a carnival of outreach. And every day, the goal is to have many outreaches happening every single day for the 9-day period. And I love looking at that calendar and going, okay, what's going to happen next? And I remember seeing the next outreach that was coming up was a prayer walk that you were organizing. And I got to tell you this, Jimmy, the cinematographer and producer from Honduras that helps us film every single summer, we get to your prayer walk and we pull up. And, you know, you never know what you're going to get at an outreach. It could be big, could be medium, could be small. And we're praying for every outreach. God, show us the treasures, you know, capture the treasures of the day as we're trying to really document this movement. And we pull up, and on the corner were four elderly ladies. And we said, oh, no, this is the big... it was a prayer march, is the way you listed this, a huge prayer march. And we thought, okay, here we go. This is going to be an interesting one. And you weren't even there yet. And slowly but surely, people started coming one by one. And then once we started, though, you went from one end to the other, maybe 10 blocks, and landed in a public housing community. But that was not a prayer walk or a prayer march. That was a legitimate missional journey. And God just showed up, and all kinds of crazy things happened from point A to point B. And that prayer walk from 10 blocks took 2.5 hours because we kept stopping and all these amazing things happened on the journey. So take us there for a minute. Put us on the ground. Let our audience experience a little bit about what happened when you left and then when we got to our final destination 2.5-3 hours later.
My God. What I can tell you, Brother Mick, is that as you have shared, you know, what we intended and what we had planned and prepared for was a march. We wanted to do a unity prayer march, just to march through the community, walk through the community, to let the community members know that Jesus is still alive, God is not dead, He is still here. But just as you have said and shared, what turned in what was supposed to be a simple march, just to show the presence and the glory of God, turned into a missionary journey. God showed up in so many ways and at so many intricate moments along the journey that we could do nothing but to yield to the Spirit of God and to be able to minister to each and every one that we ran into. It was as if Jesus was right there with us, and He was leading us, He was guiding us, and He had everybody prepared to meet Him that day as we were traveling throughout the community. And like you said, what should have taken no more than 30 minutes to an hour turned into 2.5+ hours. And when we got back to our final destination, it was such an explosion. I felt like we were the soldiers in God's army on that day, and we had went out on the battlefield. We were victorious. We were more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. And they were there to celebrate when we walked through and crossed the finish line. But the people that we met along the journey, some were believers, some were not believers. Some hadn't heard the gospel, hallelujah, in the way that it was being ministered, but it was as if God set us up for something supernatural, something that was mind-blowing, something that was exciting, and something that we did not expect as we walked through the community on that day. I believe that lives were changed. We met mothers who had lost sons. Hallelujah. They were grieving. It was as if they were waiting for somebody to knock on their door and to tell them about the love of Jesus Christ. And we were able to embrace them. We seen tears come down their eyes. There was a young lady, oh my God, she was on a mission to go and get some drugs. She was a person that we knew that was under the influence of illicit substances, and she tried to get away, but it is just like God. He showed up for her at that moment, and we were able to minister to her and speak life into her.
And you stopped at one of the big drug houses on the way that was supplying the neighborhood with all the drugs, praying for the whole house.
Yes, yes. And Wow. That was phenomenal, okay? And I'm going to say it was really a phenomenal experience for me, because that is the same environment in the area that God delivered me from. Mm-hmm. So to be able to go back to the neighborhood and the community and to be in front of some of the same people.
And that's the thing that struck me, is that once we finally got into the destination, into the public housing, you just didn't walk to the courtyard where you had all the tables set up and the grill and everyone. You actually went all around inside like a labyrinth. And you kept saying, this is where I came from. This is me, my people. And I'm bringing Jesus back to where I came from. And the people that we met, just like you said, there's a mother who just lost a child along the way.
Yes.
We actually filmed this event. We're not going to give it all away, because we're going to show you what this looks like.
Yes.
But I just wanted you to share that story, because when we finally got to the final destination, I am telling you, God created a caravan of people that landed there, and people were led to the Lord right then, right there, not only along the way, but at that final destination. What an extraordinary experience.
You know, Pastor, thank you so much. I'm just overjoyed to hear this. It just reminds me of the psalm, you know, how good and pleasant it is when brothers and family dwells together in unity. And it's like the oil that flowed from Aaron's head down his beard, right? And it just flows, and there God commands a blessing. So as you came together as one, you were just planning a march. But God had his people together as one, and he used them in such powerful ways to be the fullness of him who fills everything in every way in your community. That is what Jesus does. That is the heart, you know, like in that one walk, you express the heartbeat of the movement, that we might be one that the world might know, that we might be one that the lost might be found, you know. So thank you. What a beautiful story to share. And Pastor Matthew, I want to pass it over to you and just what are some of the moments that you experienced during Jesus Week this year that you would want to share with the world, that you want to say, this is something that was just this divine appointment that God had for us? We'd love to hear from your heart.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment too, and you know that Pastor Davis, the theme that she had for Jesus Week this year was actually, you know, coming to life. What she was doing really was bringing hope to those people. I mean, based on, you know, what she's describing, it's so good to hear that, you know, that fulfillment. But one of the things that stood out for us was, I believe when we were on the street one of the days, it may have been Mick who mentioned something, and it resonated with us. And he said, you know, sometimes God just wants us to be present, right? Mm. You know, God just wants us to show up. And, you know, he will really help us do the rest. So for us, Jesus Week became Jesus Month And, you know, and it's becoming like a Jesus summer.
Amen.
So for us, it's more than Jesus week now because of what we see. This really is a Jesus movement. It's a movement of people who love Jesus and serve Jesus, right? So what I'm excited about is, you know, is how all of this is impacting a group of disciples that's coming out of our church, you know, and really grasping the heart of God and why Jesus wants us to make disciples. You know, just watching what everyone is doing and watching how this movement has grown and being out in the street with that sort of liberation in the atmosphere, it has changed. It has changed the people who are going out with us in such a big way, so much so that they don't want to go back to Bible studies on Wednesday night in the summer, you know, at the church. They just want to keep going out. They want to go back out. You know, the van is still loaded with all the things that we pack in there to go to take it to the street. We can't seem to take it out and put it back in the church. It's just sitting there, you know, so that we can just keep going. So for us, watching the transformation and the movement that's beginning, you know, that's formed from just going out and being part of Jesus Week and that form of liberation is so exciting to see that. And then on top of that, you know, when we go out on the street and we watch people cross, you know, across the street coming out of the train and you know, you can see some of them are tired, some of them, you know, they're just want to get home. Some of them, you know, looking to go shopping, whatever. And you interrupt them to say, "Hey, can I pray for you? You know, is there something, you know, that I can pray for?" And when they stop and they allow you to do it, miracles happen, you know, and lives begin to change. So we have about a half a dozen of people coming to our church from this past week, you know, this past Jesus Week outreach. And these are families represented, right? So, and this weekend we're having an anniversary. They're going to become members of the church.
Huh, praise God!
We just had a baptism. Oh. So for me, you know, this is what Jesus really intended, right? I mean, so Jesus Week is Jesus movement. It's doing ministry the Jesus way, and I love all of that, and we don't want to stop.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise
God. Amen. Thank you for sharing that, because you had shared that during the outreach, and that was just really, really special. And then one other thing I want to share that's really special, and then we'll ask both of you, you know, is there something on your heart that you really want the audience to know? But before I do that, I do want to mention Jimmy, who helps me film. He also came up to me at one point. He said, you know, I was talking to Pastor Davis about the outreach, and she had mentioned that she just got off work because she worked all night long and then went to the outreach and did the outreach all day long. And I had caught Pastor Davis in a moment. I like to put microphones on people and follow them around and try to capture who they really are. And we were trying to prepare for that walk, and Pastor Davis, and she took me through her church. And I asked her, and I didn't realize this. Pastor Davis, you are the outreach pastor for the church, and you run that whole department, and you don't get paid one penny. You work a full-time job. You work nights. Then during Jesus Week, you got up. You didn't go to bed. You just kept on going, and you went to as many outreaches as you possibly could during that week to organize them and to show your support. And one day, you had an outreach and you were out there all by yourself because you just wanted to fill up the calendar, and you said, "Hey, we're going to have a Jesus Week karaoke night and just add this to the calendar." So, okay. It was the day before. I'll add it to the calendar. We'll put it up there. No one caught it in time. And you were actually out there by yourself, still representing and moving strong, as tired as you were. So I just wanted the audience to know the spirit behind you and what drives you. You don't get paid for what you do. You have a calling to serve as the outreach pastor at your church 3-4 days a week, and then you work nights, and you still went full, solid, strong all week long. So we just want the audience to know a little bit about you and your heart. And let me ask you, is there anything, one last thing, that's on your heart that you want the audience to know?
So, yes, and thank you for acknowledging that. And, you know, I can only do what the Lord instructs me and leads me to do. And I know God has allowed his grace and his mercy upon my life. And, you know, I should have never made it this far. And it's only by the grace and mercy of God that I'm here. And whatever the Lord has need of for me, I'm going all out. As the singer Hezekiah Walker said in his song, I'm all sold out. There's no room. There's no vacancy. Only what you do for Christ will last. Mm-hmm. At this point in my life, two-time cancer survivor, God delivered me from the streets and from a lot of other things. And I just believe that God didn't allow me to live to do nothing. And all that I do for him is because he has given me the power and authority to do it. And if I have to go all alone by myself, even though I know that he's with me, I'm going all the way for Jesus. He went all the way to the cross and he died. He shed his blood for me and for all of us to live and have a right to the tree of life. So I'm going to represent him wherever I go. Even up until this moment today, Brother Mick, so many people could have been here today. And right along the journey, people started canceling out and things of that nature. And I lift up my hands. I said, Lord, when I said yes, I meant it all the way. And if I had to go all alone, I would go on the way. Because as God has committed himself to us, we have to commit ourselves to the things of God. Because I never, ever want my living and my life to be in vain. And if I could help somebody along the way, hallelujah, that is the gift and that is the calling that God has given on me today. I traveled today here on public transportation. And little did I know, hallelujah, again, I try to mind my business. I started trying my best to stay in my lane. But when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon me, there was a young lady in the train station and she was singing a song. I'm not sure if it was secular. I couldn't ascertain it until I got closer. But it was the sound of her voice that drew me. And when I got in front of her, she was singing a secular song, which was really beautiful. Amen. However, as she finished that song, I asked her, did she know any gospel? And she began to sing and glorify God, the name of Jesus. I speak the name of Jesus, and I could do nothing but stand there and worship. And then the Lord began to use me to minister to those in the subway. I almost didn't make it here on time, but I could not let the opportunity pass. There were soldiers that were in the subway stations. I prayed for them, and I thanked them for their service. Hallelujah. And prayed for them and their family. And then I began to minister to the masses in the subway. So this was truly the day that the Lord has ordained for his word to go forth. And I began to share the gospel of the good news of Jesus Christ. So wherever the Lord has need of me, wherever the Lord has need of you, let nothing, let no one stop you, because God will meet you at the same place where he delivered you from. And he will use those things that he delivered you from to bring glory to his name and to edify and to uplift his community and the people that he has already prepared to receive him, hallelujah, as his Lord and his Savior. So take nothing for the journey and know that God has everything that you need, hallelujah, to build his kingdom and to win souls for his kingdom. God bless you and thank you for letting me share.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, you can't even imagine the power of the people of God until you get to know them a little better. Thank you, Pastor.
Yes, and the Bible said that we should know those that we labor among. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Well, Pastor Matthew, I want to give you the last word. Anything last on your heart here as we close out today?
You know, for every pastor listening, let's not stay indoors. Let's not try to do this by ourselves. You know, when we team up with all the members, you know, when the Bronx shows up in the house and Brooklyn shows up in the house and Philadelphia and Manhattan, and like what we saw on the, you know, on Times Square the other day with all of us, that synergy, that camaraderie, it's just so phenomenal, you know. So I want to encourage pastors, you know, let's go out, let's use the summer wisely. Don't just keep people indoors. Join this movement. Learn, you know, team up, partner. It's just so amazing. There's no telling where you can go with this. And this is bigger than us. It's going to grow. I don't know where God is taking this thing, you know, but I'm just so excited to be part of it.
Oh, thank you so much, Pastor.
Yeah, well, thank you for sharing that. And we are out of time now. This wraps up Missionary Journey number 5, Queens. And we just want to say to every Queens leader listening that participated, every outreach team, thank you, because you stepped into neighborhoods with compassion, you lifted up worship in public spaces, you walked the land, you marched the land, you took everyone on journeys with you, and you were present. But in the impact from this summer in Queens will continue to ripple out long after the tents come down and the sound fades, because you are still going to be out there week after week, month after month, sharing Jesus. So thank you so much.
Wow.
Well,
thank you so much for a beautiful program, and again,
thank you for the Church of Jesus Christ in Queens for lifting up the beautiful name of Jesus. And he says if he is lifted up, he will draw all to himself. So we bless you. And anyone who's listening, please connect with us at JesusWeekMovement.org. We'd love to hear from you and connect with you, because God is building a holy team throughout all of the Northeast and beyond to saturate and transform city after city, community after community, with his love and his power. So God bless you. It's been wonderful to be with you this afternoon.
Amen.
God bless you too. Have a great night.